This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is, well, he's within a mile or so. He's not too far away from us there at the studios of 550K Fiber. We are at the Bismarck Event Center today. Todd, maybe you're just going to have to come join us. Join all the fun here. You can't miss out on everything, can you? No. No. I'll answer for Todd. He can't miss out on everything, but he often does. We'll see if we can have a little meet and greet scheduled with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We would love to see you. We are broadcasting live actually from our What's On Your Mind studio inside the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. So if you come straight in, kind of the middle of the exhibit floor, all the way to the back, you won't be able to miss us. Broadcasting live here all 3 days. A busy show, a lot going on. Of course, the conference starts today, goes through a Thursday, and tomorrow a lot of big-time names will be on the main stage, so that's something you'll want to take in for sure. Today, a lot of the different breakout sessions and conferences, all very good, so they get going early tomorrow morning. CNBC is broadcasting live from here much of tomorrow. Because there's so many big names from the industry that are here. So national coverage of this event as well. And there are still tickets and admission available. If you want to show up and take part in any of this, you sure can. Just come on down to the Bismarck Event Center. That's the place to go. Question of the day we've been asking by text. Can we do more to protect law enforcement? We're what now 26 or 27 assaults on officers to the point of, I mean, I always want to use the term murder, but it's really what it is. I mean, they are protecting us. They are out, you know, on patrol or whatever they're doing. And the latest one, female officer was mowed down by a guy in a Jeep, just purposefully, you know, drove over her. So that's, again, this has also happened here in North Dakota. So, what do we do about it? That's the question of the day. Text me at 701-367-2054. We're proud today to welcome some of our friends from AE2S to talk a little bit about what they are doing here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And Andrea Bow is here. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Sometimes I mess up your name, but it is Bow, right?
It is Bow.
It is Bow.
Yep. All right. B-O-E, Bow.
Couldn't get any easier. Spell it for somebody, and right there you go. And Andrea's actually a business development director for AE2S and AE2S Water Solutions, and their operations are industrial, and we sometimes forget. I think a lot of people know AE2S is an entity that has helped cities and counties and their, you know, where they need engineering, yep, watering, infrastructure, yep, but you do a lot more than that. Tell us a little bit about what else you do.
We do. I mean, of course, the primary part of our business is public infrastructure, but in the oil and gas industry, we really work towards water management, environmentally safe water management, so providing water for hydraulic fracturing, maintenance water, excuse me, and also gathering produce water and treating it and disposing of it. So I'm really focused on the water part of oil and gas.
And have a booth here at the conference.
We
folks
do
can
have
come
a
here
booth.
And chat with you, right?
We have a booth just down the ways from your radio spot here, and we have a duck hunter game and giving away some prizes. So we invite you all to stop by our booth and play duck hunting. And
you have me intrigued now. I haven't seen any ducks fly from fall from the air. Well, there I see one not too far. Yeah, okay. I've got it. I love it. So we do a little wing shooting, huh?
Little wing shooting.
Yeah,
I'm not that great at it, but
aren't you? But it's a reason to stop by and say hello. Who are your customers? Who are your potential customers? Talk a little bit about how you help them.
Sure. Primarily, it's going to be E&Ps, so oil and gas companies, some midstreams. We provide design build services, so we'll do planning and permitting from the beginning, but also design build, engineering design, construction, electrical construction. So our clients really range from E&Ps to midstreams.
You also help companies tell their story, right?
And yeah, that's the other hat I wear.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about AE2S Communication.
So AE2S Communications is a division of AE2S, and basically it's a full-service marketing communications agency tucked away in our engineering firm, which seems maybe a little bit odd, but probably about 10 years ago we realized that most of the projects that we do are these large infrastructure projects. They really affect the public and the communities that they're done in, and it was really important to educate citizens, engage citizens in the process, and so really it started from that that beginning, and then it's grown since then. So we have about 14 people on staff that work at AE2S Communications.
Being in the media business myself, I'll tell you a little secret that I'm sure you have no idea exists, and that is that a lot of companies, they don't really like us in the media. And sometimes they're a little afraid of us, and they assume that every question is going to be a gotcha question,
right,
and that we're,
yeah,
you know, have some ulterior motive and everything. So it really does help to have a little expertise in this area to say,
it sure does,
you know what, we've been through this before, and and we'll help you through it. And, you know, because a lot of these companies are built to do what they do, not necessarily talk to the press. So
it's
a good service, isn't it?
Right, and some of our staff members are actually from the media. Their former jobs were TV reporters or executive producers, and so they really understand the process of media and what kind of information you're really looking for. And it's not that gotcha type of information. You really want to dig in. You want to learn about it. And so we help people do that.
What else do you want to tell us about AE2S?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many
Where
things.
Where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
Here's the business development director who's always telling the story of what they do and how they do it.
Yeah, you know, what's AE2S has we're started in North Dakota, and we now have 18 offices from Wisconsin to Utah, and we do work really all over the upper Midwest and also in Texas. Some of our water solutions works is in the Permian Basin. So we've grown extensively. We've got great staff and really an entrepreneurial spirit about our company, and I think that's really what's propelled us. We always focus on water, but really enhanced our services around that water focus.
And where what are you most excited about right now, and what you offer and what people are asking a lot about, and you really see some promise in how you're best helping people?
I think what's probably the hottest topic right now is instrumentation and controls, or I&E as they call it in the oil industry. I think having SCADA services, having the safety in the pipeline projects and being able to do the controls and the safety and that type of thing, that's kind of a hot topic right now, and we've got a division that's really focused on that.
So they do a lot. How do folks learn more about what you do, Andrea?
They can go to our website at AE2S.com, and we have different websites for all our divisions, but you can get to them from that main website.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate the chit-chat today. I one thing I didn't ask you about that I think is worth asking about, just because pipelines tend to be controversial, especially when, they're new and people are concerned about what's carried in them because they leak. You guys also have an effort on crisis communication related to pipelines, right?
We do. You know, some of the pipelines, we do design, build, but we do own some pipelines as well. And so it was important for us to plan ahead, right? You always plan for the unexpected. And so it was important for us to do a crisis communications, you know, just really crisis planning in general, but crisis communications is another service that we offer. We've done it for ourselves and clients.
Sounds great. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
We look forward to yet again another opportunity to catch up with folks from AE2S and some of your experts and learn lots. And glad to see you here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Appreciate your sponsorship.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. Another great story. We love telling those. So a few questions, or answers, rather, to our question have come in. Related to our conversation with Bob earlier, a new name has emerged as a possibility. Todd, are you okay with this? Are you ready? What about Bob? So if we're referring to Bob and Harriet, South Dakota, it's what about Bob? Yeah. What's that about Bob? You know, so I think that's pretty good. Thank you very much. Bob should let you talk. Commodities are risky. There's a risk of doing business. Adam asked me, have you ever eaten at Tony Roma's in the Mall of America? Their barbecue sauce is a signature recipe unlike any other. We usually get baby back ribs and the onion ring loaf. Excellent place. That wasn't the one we were thinking of, was it, Todd? I can't remember that one. I can see it, but I can't remember the name of it, where they insult you. Say all kinds of funny names. Here's a texture on our...
Dick's Last Resort is the...
There you go! Dick's Last Resort. Thank you for coming up with that. Manny, put that on your bucket list.
I don't know how I forgot that name, but...
Texture says, lack of respect for law enforcement and everything else, for that matter, all goes back to removing God. Without the ultimate moral provider, what do you expect? Without the ultimate moral provider, what do you expect? I want to talk fixes on this today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're back at What's on Your Mind. Reminder, we'll be live Friday, Valley City, PetroServe USA. So if you're a fan of a good burger, you're going to want to be there. That's all I'll say. I had a little sample of that great burger they do. The Valley Meats Fresh Ground Beef. And they put that on the grill. throw some caramelized onions on, some cheese, toast a fresh baked bun, and that combo is like unbelievable. So great burgers at PetroServe USA, Valley City location. That's exit 292. Also 20 cents off a gallon of E15 through the end of the month, and lots of other specials. So join us at PetroServe USA. That's Friday on What's On Your Mind. We'll have freebies and a lot of fun. And if you're traveling for Memorial Day, please stop and see us, okay? A texter, before we get to our next guest, wants to know the answer to this question. Is it possible to eradicate the North Dakota GOP April convention, which unfairly chose our candidate for the U.S. Congress via secretive ballot, sabotaging we the people of North Dakota? First of all, I'm not sure what you mean by that, because there's nothing secret about the ballots at the Republican convention. So you have something wrong there. I thought you were going to ask me about the Secretary of State position. What I understand is going to happen there is Al Jager has announced that he'll be running as an independent, and the state party will see if there's any other candidates that run for a Secretary of State as an independent, and they will pick one to endorse, sort of like they do in the Department of Public Instruction race on that. And then you'll know who the Republican Party endorses, but it'll be an independent candidate against the Democrats. So that's a question that's been coming up the last couple of days, too. 22 past the hour. Here's Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Scott, and welcome to Bismarck. It's great to be here at the conference, hey?
How many of these have you put on?
So this is number 26. I have been at all but one. I missed one when it was in Regina one year, and the legislature was a little late getting out, and I just couldn't get from the legislature to the conference up there. So I've made 25 out of 26. The show just gets bigger and better every year.
What's different about this show from any other show so far?
Well, what I see about this show is a real focus on new technology. And, you know, Scott, I haven't seen optimism like this probably since 2010. You know, I think in 2010, industry had kind of cracked the code on making all 16,000 square miles of the Bakken work. And so the optimism was just over the top. You know, when you look at oil prices and you look at the technology and you look at the capital flowing into the Bakken, we're seeing that kind of optimism again.
And what will it mean? You're great about looking ahead a little bit. I mean, what will that technology that everybody's spun up about, matched with obviously a competitive price to be able to do this, what will it bring?
Well, there's two big things. Number one, the wells just get better and better. So, you know, we had focused on recovery factors, and we've talked about 7 billion barrels being recoverable from the Bakken. We're going to be able to bump that number up as these new technologies, especially on completions, roll in. But over and above that, with the wells getting better, the price getting better, the costs going down, capital is going to flow into the Bakken, and we're going to put rigs back to work, frac crews back to work, and we're going to start filling apartment buildings and houses again.
New record month will happen when?
Well, I'm thinking that that's coming next month, Scott. You know, that'll be the first month when we haven't had load restrictions, and we should have 30 nice days of weather. And so I'm anticipating June to be our new record month for oil production. We've been setting records in gas production month after month after month. Even March was a record gas production number.
How about 2 million barrels?
2 million barrels. I think it's realistic. Now, it's going to be a real race to get there, but we're looking at potentially the middle of next decade, you know, in the early to mid-2020s, getting to 2 million barrels. It all depends on how this technology plays out and some of the infrastructure needs. It's going to be a stretch because we're going to need new infrastructure every single year from now till then.
What will be the impediment? I mean, are we to the point where we can see enough sunlight on the regulation side? I know very early on when Governor Burgum said, tell me what is holding you back from getting to 2 million barrels, and he got plenty of answers, and most of it was regulation, right? It was dumb regulation, if you will, and federal things mainly, obviously. But what would hold us back from 2 million?
Yeah, so the main impediment is going to be infrastructure. The second one, probably workforce. I'm happy to report that that slide is gone from my slide deck, that one with all the storm clouds on it about federal regulation. We've turned the corner on that, and so we have a new day. You know, high pressure and sunshine and the wind has blown through the federal government, and we're actually seeing cooperative federalism put boots on the ground. You know, Secretary Zinke is here. He's going to spend the whole week here talking about cooperative federalism, how they can push things out of Washington, D.C., into North Dakota and into Fort Berthold. What a refreshing change.
One of the questions I have for him, he'll join us tomorrow on the program, is related to the fact that the BLM methane rule was very duplicative compared to what you were already doing here. It was like a headache for the U.S. There was an effort to repeal it that failed by one vote. Senator Heidi Heitkamp was that one vote that kept the Obama-era regulations. And she did it largely by saying there's other ways we can fix this. And Ryan Zinke will do this, and the Congress will do this, and I'll do this. Has any of that happened?
Well, a lot of it's been attempted, but nothing has worked. As you well know, every turn that Secretary Zinke has taken to get rid of that burdensome regulation has ended up litigated and has ended up in the federal courts in California and in Wyoming. And so we've spent a lot of state resources fighting that rule and trying to get the rescission of that rule through. Most recently, a rule rescinding it came out, and we've commented on it. But it won't surprise me at all if that gets litigated in California as resistance to Secretary Zinke's changes. So, yeah, there's ways to change it, but they just don't work as well.
Latest month of oil and gas numbers are out here recently. What any surprises there? New record in gas, right?
Well, yeah, new record in gas, a new record all-time high in producing wells. Surprised to see oil slip just a little bit, but March wasn't a great month. As you recall, we had cold temperatures and a fair amount of wind. Probably the biggest surprise was all the new rigs moved on to Fort Berthold. And I think that's a result of the cooperative effort between Secretary Zinke's department, the governor, the Petroleum Council, us working with the tribe to try to iron out this right-of-way situation and iron out the regulatory kinks on Fort Berthold. Clearly has some great rock, and the big surprise was to see four new rigs drilling on Fort Berthold Reservation.
We'll take it. About a half a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I am just so pumped about the technologies we're going to hear about. And, of course, my favorite is enhanced oil recovery. And we're going to finally see in the field enhanced oil recovery being tested in the Bakken this summer. And I am just really excited about the opportunities that presents. If that happens, Scott, we go from 7 billion recoverable to, who knows, 14, 20. The sky's the limit. And so I want to see those technologies happen.
All right, fantastic. Lynn, appreciate all your good work. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet.
We'll see you around the conference.
Absolutely. A lot going on, so we'll let that guy get back to it. And more of our guests and questions and comments from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stop by and say hi.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wilson Basin Petroleum Conference. Tomorrow on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us for the regular Talk Radio Town Hall, but he'll have a special guest with him, the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zenke. So that's going to be fascinating. Your questions for those two, welcome. Also, we have the President of the Federal Minnesota chapter of the Federal Reserve Bank, Neil Kashkari. Ron Ness talked about him earlier. Very instrumental in recognizing the economic impact from all of this and what's happening to the entire region. So, and also the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zenke, will join us on the program tomorrow as well with Congressman Cramer. So a lot and a lot of others. So we also are looking for folks that are looking to help the industry and build things and do things that ultimately make them more efficient. In other words, oil and gas industry, you know, been going on forever, and Texas is an example. Everything that is made in Texas that supports the drilling operations, why not make it here? When you hear Ron Ness and Lynn Helms talk about how long this is going to last, so fascinating. We're going to talk to some of those folks as we go throughout the next couple of days. If there's any particular story that you want to hear about, just shoot us a text. Todd's 226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054, and we'll happily track them down and have them on for you. In fact, our next guest has got one interesting job, I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to talking a little bit about this. Before I do that, I'm looking for your answers on to what do we do about the fact that our law enforcement officials are being targeted. Listen to this comment from the Baltimore County Police Chief, Terrence Sheridan. Listen.
It's terrible. We're seeing something in this country today that we've never seen before. We're seeing police officers assaulted. The number of officers who have died in the line of duty is up this year. The officers who've died at the hands of gunshots is up. And so we're telling everybody, be on your toes. Don't be complacent. Work with each other. This is a bad time in the United States for law enforcement and the attacks that are occurring.
This is a bad time for law enforcement in the United States. Our cops are being targeted. What can we do about it? Send me your ideas, 367-2054. Text them in on What's On Your Mind. Here's a text. Doggone it! It's going to be burgers on the grill tonight after hearing about your PetroServe burgers. Well, thank you. I've done my job then. I've really done my job. If you show up Friday at PetroServe USA and have the best burger in North Dakota, but I'm glad you're having one on the grill tonight. They sound good, don't they? Just another sign of summertime. One of our fine sponsors of our broadcast from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, AE2S, Aaron Fakin is here. Aaron works in the AE2S Construction Division. The Marine Service is there, and he has one interesting job, I'm here to tell you. Aaron, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So you're a diver.
Yes.
What does that have to do with construction?
Well, quite a bit more than you'd think. Anywhere from the bridges to the highways to infrastructure at wastewater treatment plants and even the sewage lagoon facilities. Primarily in the oil industry, we've been working with a lot of the oil suppliers of water, diving their intake structures and checking out the screens and their facilities with the high need of water we're seeing across western North Dakota. Making sure that those systems are operational is very key to the supply needed.
What has been the most memorable dive for you?
Recently?
Well, anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Long history of diving, but some of the services we did prior to AE2S company we had, we were involved in the I-35 bridge collapse several years ago. I'm sure everybody remembers that incident. We've done a lot of local projects, too, like the Newtown Bridge. That was a pretty fun, exciting project when the new bridge was built, and especially when the old one was blown up and torn down. A lot of work in the Bismarck-Mandan area and bridges down here, and worked with a lot of water companies, including prior to my employment at AE2S, we did a lot of work with the different offices on their intake facilities and helped construct many of them across North Dakota.
You know, you do this in the valley, you do it in the Missouri River, you do it pretty much anywhere, huh?
Yes. For AE2S, our services are mainly client-focused. So we started, you know, performing work across the North Dakota section of the Red River Valley. Water services for different towns. And then, like I said, around up and down forth Lake Sakakawea, checking out those structures. You know, like I said, it's going to be a dry year. Everybody needs water.
A lot of fascinating elements to this, but I'm thinking the raw water discharge or some of the water, you know, treatment plants or, you know, might need like an extra thick kind of scuba suit, huh?
Yeah, it's not the standard set you see off the shelf. It's all heavy dress equipment. But, yeah, we do have the proper equipment and attire to actually dive wastewater treatment facilities right in what we call the dark water. Which most water in North Dakota is dark anyways, but especially in those facilities.
Is there anywhere it isn't? I mean, like, what's the worst?
Oh.
Red River, the worst?
I would say the worst dive in the history that I was involved with was the rendering facility for RDO Foods in Grand Forks, believe it or not. We actually dove the tank where all the byproduct was pumped to.
Wow.
And that was dark.
How about for rivers or lakes or big bodies of water? What...
This time of year, the Missouri is very turbulent. I mean, that is, a lot of people call it chocolate syrup. It's probably darker than that some days, but it's all by touch or feel.
So when is that right? So, I mean, you can't even get next to something and see what's going on.
Oh, no, there's no visibility whatsoever in most of these areas. Lights, flashlights, cameras, nothing will show you. You're looking at a set of prints that the client wants you to check out, and you're using your hands to interpret what the prints show to see if it's what's there.
Do you use these ROVs, these remote-operated vehicles?
Yep. So we got our remote-operated vehicles is basically every grown-up man's dream to grab almost like a Tetris or PlayStation kind of a game.
It is, huh?
The camera, it's a tethered system to be able to go into, like, freshwater tanks and potable water systems, you know, drinking water, to inspect the tanks, look for conditions, maybe some corrosion issues, and just do a general check for the different cities and municipalities or water providers without having to either take a system offline or have to put a set of divers in the tank. We got both options for them.
And that obviously save you a few bucks, I imagine.
Yes, it's a less expensive option, correct.
And so you have that. And then also intakes, trash racks, pipelines, water treatment plant facilities, water tanks and towers, bridges, piers, wharfs, traveling water screens, all of this work. So... I mean, there's just an endless list. I guess I'd never think of this unless I'm looking at it. Salvage, aquatic invasive species, repairs, construction, maintenance, cleaning, inspections, obviously, and a lot of consulting and engineering support that they do as well. For the oil industry, you mentioned a lot of the intake inspections for the freshwater supply systems. Is that a routine thing, or are you looking for something specific when you do that?
Just mainly checkups on them. You know, want to make sure that the screens aren't plugged with algae too bad, or that, you know, some sort of a garbage, you know, material, plastic bags, whatever is slowing their water flows down. Because for those systems to run out of water at that critical point is, of course, never timely in anybody's book. So,
do you have any particular story that sticks with you as far as, you know, your services of saving somebody from a major costly repair or preventing some, you know, bad stuff from happening?
Yeah, we have a pretty major one. I won't name the exact client, but it was a power provider in North Dakota, lost their water supply, one of the power plants, and we got a call about 2 o'clock in the morning. We responded by 6. We were on site. It was in the middle of winter, which actually isn't that bad to cut a hole through the ice, believe it or not, and dive. Hot water suits and everything else can about imagine. But
hot water suits.
Yeah, we actually pump water from the lake through a heater to the diver so he can stay warm under the ice.
Well, I suppose you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
And that that typical structure had failed. It had actually collapsed. A dome service cap on the top had collapsed. And they were literally about 24 to 48 hours away from shutting down one of the power plants in North Dakota. And we were able to get it temporarily supported, operational again. And over the next 3 or 4 days, we actually fixed the issue with the plant engineers and what they wanted the solution to be.
Folks, that's amazing. When you think you make one phone call to AE2S and their marine services, and have any of those services ready to roll. So it's nice to know that's right here in North Dakota.
Yeah. Have any questions, you know, look us up on the website or give us a call generally. It's pretty easy to find us.
Aaron Fakin with AE2S Construction, the Marine Services. Neat story, Aaron. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. 18 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for any of these guests or on any topic at 258-0550. Got a bunch of texts to get to as well. So I'll do that in just a moment. But let's see. You tell me who's line one there. I saw a call that is not there, so I'll go to the text. Scott, I just want to thank you very much for your support and bringing awareness to the issues faced by law enforcement in our country and community today. No jurisdiction is immune to this violence being perpetrated upon our law enforcement officers. The thin blue line was who protect our community. It is dangerous for officers to even wear their uniform and go out in public to have a cup of coffee or eat a meal during their break without the potential of a hater seeing them and attempting to kill them. We have wonderful support from the residents of North Dakota for our law enforcement officers, but again, we are aware this can happen here. I would personally like to express my extreme gratitude and love for all of the law enforcement officers who go out across our great state and country every day risking their lives to protect the wonderful law-abiding people of our communities. God bless them all, and God bless you and others like you for your wonderful support, writes Dan Donlan, Chief of Police, Bismarck PD. I always say the thank yous are not necessary for us because what we do is pretty darn easy. We just talk into a microphone. But I hope people do take a moment to thank you and your fellow law enforcement. I really do, and I just almost shudder at the thought of what you're talking about there. When you say, look, we live in a time when it is dangerous for officers to even wear their uniform. And what I will continue to do and want all of us collectively to think about is what we can do to make a difference here. Because, again, I liken it to the school situation because we're all consumed with that, although that doesn't ever last very long, but at least we're focused on hardening our schools and doing something there. But are we doing the same when we hear about law enforcement being gunned down? I'm not sure we are. We need to be. What can we do? What more can be done? Tell me. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Bismarck, North Dakota. We're at the Bismarck Event Center. Be here all 3 days of the big event. Still time to join the fun, so come on by. We'll be doing some interviews outside of the show on Facebook Live as well with different folks, so be watching those too. And, of course, here for Energy Matters, and just have a lot going on. I'll tell you a little bit about my friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. We love our little safety talks. Who talks safety? You know, if you're the safety coordinator and different things at your workplace, you probably hear about safety every now and then. But those of us outside any particular, you know, culture or company where there is
you know, like in the oil and gas industry, obviously safety is a huge part of what they do, utilities, other areas, but most people in our day-to-day lives don't. So we love talking about this, honestly. And I also like talking about saving lives. And that's what the North Dakota Safety Council is in the business of doing, along with workforce safety and insurance, day in and day out. North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in driver safety training. They have the Alive at 25 course coming up in Williston on June 3rd, Grand Forks June 10th, Fargo June 10th, Bismarck July 29th, Minot August 5th. Find out more about it at ndsc.org. But it's a highly interactive program. Teaches young adults how to make a safe, respectful and, you know, legal driving decision every time they're behind the wheel. Also qualifies for an insurance discount in North Dakota. And think about this, the most dangerous year of a teen's life, the first year they learn to drive. So do this. Regular course price $55, discounted thanks to State Farm by $20, by the way. You get additional discounts. There's five upcoming courses sponsored by State Farm. Online, ndsc.org. Click on the training registration icon. Ralph in Jamestown has a question or comment here on What's on Your Mind, and then I have some text to get to before we wrap up the program for today. Ralph, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, just some crazy idea here. I think what the petroleum industry needs is some sort of barnstorming publicity stunt to pique interest.
Kind of what? Sorry, I didn't hear you. What kind of publicity stunt?
Well, some sort of, you know, barnstorming publicity stunt, like these pioneer aviators did 100 years ago. And what they could do is drill a hole about 500 feet down into the ground, and then from that go perpendicular to that hole, go 90 degrees, just drill and drill and drill a rifle straight bore, and see where that bit resurfaces again. And to pay for that, they could have a wagering system. They could have wagers from all over the world, and, you know, to pay for the cost of drilling and any property damage done. I mean, it would be kind of scary for some household out in the middle of nowhere if 2 o'clock in the morning they wake up and hear there's a drill bit in their basement.
I like the way you think. I'm not technically inclined enough to know whether or not your idea would do it. But what's the ultimate goal with this barnstorming idea? What do we gain from it?
Well, there'd be three reasons here. One would be the same as people that want to go and climb Mount Everest just because it's there. The second is to prove that you can do it, and the third reason is, Here's another way of proving that the Earth is round.
Well, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your call. A couple of texts that have come in. If you kill anyone in law enforcement and are convicted of it, you ought to automatically receive the death penalty. That would make people think twice before committing the act. That, I think, is a good idea. I'm not for the death penalty personally, which I know will get me all kind of mail, but I always say I'm consistently pro-life. So natural death from conception to, pro-life from conception to natural death. But a deterrent like that that says, okay, there is an additional level of crime above and beyond any other would scare some of them. Question from an audience member, can the public attend the conference? They certainly can. Anybody can. Absolutely. No, the public can't attend. There's a charge, obviously, for the conference and all the lunches and things and you're taking in, but a lot of folks are walking up right now and doing that. So Kirby says, Scott, I have family, past and present, who were taught not to believe the citizens they come in contact with. It's so obvious when they do that it's irritating. I love my family, but when they do this and act like that it offends people. They need to stop it now. For the one North Dakota Highway Patrol I came in contact with when I got a speeding ticket, he was great. He didn't come across like he had a chip on his shoulder. He never had a hint of condescension toward me. That was one ticket I didn't mind getting. Oh, yeah, I was guilty of speeding, thanks to the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I have family, past and present, who are taught not to believe the citizens they come in contact with. don't know if I totally get what they're getting at there, but maybe you do. I'm a little thick. We must protect our law enforcement, says another. I think it should be the death penalty for anyone who attacks, and kills the people that are there to serve and protect. No long sentences with three squares a day. Lying, leaking James Clapper on The View, ABC right now, up to the same lying about his lies. Well, I'm sure they're asking the tough questions on The View. I know law enforcement members have been shot, that have been shot at and killed ever since laws were required to be enforced, but Obama set us back a long way towards the disrespect of law enforcement. I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Let's keep thinking about what can be done. Let's let them know we care and thank them. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on the What's On Your Mind studio, live from Williston Basin.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.